Well, lots of feds are in the TSP, and that's among employees under the Federal Employee Retirement System that are in there. But there's mixed news for TSP. The Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board held its monthly meeting yesterday. Our web editor, Shefali Kapadia, was there, and she joins us now. Shefali, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so give us some of the facts. There are records being broken at TSP, huh?
Exactly. So the enrollment is actually at a record high now. Among employees under the Federal Employee Retirement System, 87.5% of them are contributing to their TSP accounts, and this is the highest it's ever been.
And did the board have some clue as to why that's the case?
They seem to think that it's because of the automatic enrollment, which they started in 2010. And so how this works is when you are a new employee hired into the government, you automatically are enrolled, as the name implies, into a TSP account at a 3% contribution rate.
All right. Tell us, by the way, what's it like at one of those meetings? I mean, they meet. What are they? Do they have coffee? What do they talk about?
They definitely do have coffee. They have water as well for people like me who are water drinkers. But basically, just the board sits around a big table and they discuss the metrics that have happened over the past month, any news about the TSP return rates, and anything new that's happening.
All right. So tell us more about that automatic enrollment. How does it all work? And is it for everybody?
Right. So what you do is that automatically, unless you choose to opt out of it, you're going to contribute 3% into your TSP, and that's 3% of your salary. And you can choose to contribute more, contribute less. And in July, by the end of July, only less than 4% of employees had opted out. So it seems like a good number of them are contributing to their accounts.
I guess there might be a few employees that actually are millionaires coming into the government. I mean, there's a certain percentage of people that maybe just joined federal service for the fun of it, for the sense of public service, I should say, that come to it already wealthy.
Yeah, I'm sure there are, and they're a lucky bunch.
All right, so with that much contribution coming in, are people generally doing the 3%, or are a lot of people upping above the 3% that they can do option? How high can you go? I mean, there's a legal limit to it, I believe, right? And are a lot of people above the 3% level?
Well, one of the unfortunate things that the board talked about, actually, is that they want people to contribute up to 5%, because for the first 3%, your agency will actually match you 100% of that. And then up to 5%, they'll match you an additional 50%. So you may as well just contribute up to 5%, because your agency is going to match you for that. And one of the problems that the board has seen, and this is statistics that come out every year. So in fiscal 2013, the percentage of employees not contributing 5% actually went up. So about almost a little bit more than a quarter of employees are not contributing that full 5%.
So almost everybody's in, but not everybody's in at the full amount.
Exactly.
So I guess that probably goes up and down according to how people feel about what they need for expenses and maybe how the economy is to some extent.
Right. And it does depend a lot on the economy. And they've seen this back when the recession hit in 2009. That was their lowest enrollment point. Enrollment in the TSP dipped to 81.5%. And so it does a lot of times fluctuate depending on how the economy is doing.
And so let's talk about the funds themselves. The market has been pretty good this past year or so, and I was looking at my own funds, not TSP. And, of course, every investment advisor is a genius when things are going up these days. How are the TSP funds doing currently?
Well, over the whole year, they're doing pretty well, and that's because we had a really great boom in February. But in July, unfortunately, most of the returns were on the negative side. So the only one in the black was the G fund, which was at 0.19%. But all of the other funds did return in the red.
And what about year to date? I mean, it's basically up, though, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Overall, year to date, funds are in the black.
Now, the board doesn't really make recommendations on investments, I guess. But did you get a sense that they are hoping people will stay in and not look at the monthly fluctuations, which is a really bad way to manage your investments?
Absolutely. I think they're hopeful that people will stay in it for the long run, and that's why they're keeping with this automatic enrollment option.
And there's some legislation that is affecting the L fund that might be coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, right now, as a federal employee, you automatically are enrolled into the G fund, and that's connected to the government security. So it's known as kind of the secure fund because it's very reliable. It doesn't fluctuate a lot based on the stock market or from month to month. And what the board wants to change is to have it now be into one of the L funds or the life cycle funds.
This would be the automatic enrollment would go toward the L fund right away. That would become the default.
Yes. So the L fund, and depending on your age and the length of service, you would be enrolled in a specific L fund. And so the House has already actually passed this on a voice vote. So the board is hopeful that the entire legislation will pass by the end of the year.
So is the L fund one fund, or is it a different set of funds depending on how old you are?
Yeah, it's a few different set of funds, and they vary depending on your age.
So if you join the government in your 20s, you're going to be in one mix. And if you join the government in your 40s, it's going to be a different mix?
Yes.
Wow. So, and this is something the board is always adjusting, I guess, to make sure that they're at the right risk level for what they consider to be correct for that age group.
Right. So I think the funds stay, the different designations of the L funds stay constant, but depending on your age and when you enter, it's going to determine which L fund that you enter into.
We're speaking with Shefali Kapadia, who is Federal News Radio's web editor and I guess sometime reporter, right? It's all the same. I don't know. Sometimes they call you a digital reporter. Does that mean you type with your fingers?
Well, I guess I have a lot of titles and a lot of different roles here. Web editor, writer.
Well, you bring the news to people that are looking at a screen, and now you're bringing it to people that are listening with their ears, we hope, in their cars. And also the fiscal request for the board itself, the FRTIB for fiscal 2015 also came up yesterday. What are they looking for?
Right. So basically the entire second half of the meeting was devoted to planning for the fiscal 2015 budget. And as the end of the fiscal year is approaching, they need to assess their current budget from 2014 and then plan for the future. So what the board is asking for is a 3.1 increase for the next year.
And that would bring it to how much?
And so that would bring it to a total of $207.2 million.
And do we know off the top of our heads, we may not, how many dollars are under the purview of the TSP altogether?
You know, I don't have those numbers on the top of my head.
But it's billions and billions and billions and billions,
it's
right?
A lot of billions.
Yeah, in fact, the Treasury borrows against those funds, I think, when they have to cover the shortfalls during continuing resolutions or when they have to cover, you know, when the money runs out from Congress, they pay it back, but they do borrow from it. So there's got to be billions if it's big enough for the Treasury to take a look at. So $207 million to manage all of the funds with the pretty good success the TSP has, it seems like it might be one of the most efficient government organizations out there.
Yeah, and one of the things that they talked about is that they are actually hiring and they're restructuring their personnel. So that's something that we don't often hear a lot in government recently, but they are hiring new people and they're working a lot on risk management and ensuring cybersecurity and all of these things. So that's one of the reasons they're asking for this 3.1% increase in the budget is to adjust for these new people coming in.
And let me ask you, as someone who is relatively new to the workforce and relatively young, of course, everybody here looks young from my point of view, except for Mike Causey. He's older than I am. But what is your savings and investment strategy for your own life?
I try to put as much of my paycheck away every 2 weeks as possible. So just put it into my bank account and then also have a separate fund that I keep. And I just got an email from or a letter in the mail about starting to invest in my 401k since I've been here just over a year now. So that'll be starting up soon.
So you're a regular saver type of person.
I try as much as possible. I mean, happy hour's fun, but you got to save up.
That's right. Well, the power of compound interest, it'll take a while, but when it kicks in, it feels like a turbocharger coming into your savings. Shefali Kapadia is our web manager. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.